far from here, a man offered up his son. You say it was Ishmael. We say it was Isaac. We will not argue about that right now, but a hand reached out and stopped that hand. It was God's hand. But when it was God's son on that hill, no hand stopped it. Until you and I accept the sacrifice on that sacred hill, we will continue to offer up our sons and our daughters on the battlefield of ideas. On a hill, not far from here, this is in Jerusalem, a man offered up his son, to be Isaac, Abraham. You say it was Ishmael. We say it was Isaac. We won't argue about that right now. A hand reached out and stopped that hand. Remember? He raises his hand. God stops his hand. It was God's hand. But when it was God's son on that hill, no hand stopped it. Until you and I accept that sacrifice, we will continue to offer up our sons and daughters on the battlefield of ideas. So the difference between the two kingdoms is found in its secrets, and is found in the source of its power. They are diametrically opposite one from another. When you understand that, you understand that if I'm going to use my ministry, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Yeah? It's a good thing or a bad thing. See, the line between good and evil goes right through our hearts. That's where it goes. It goes right through our hearts. See, if I was to make a list of what's good and bad, I would certainly put preaching on the good side, right? But it goes right through my heart. If I'm here because I have power and I'm going to use it over you for my benefit, that is evil. But if I'm here tonight and I'm willing for you to go home and call every person you have and say that you wouldn't believe what all that guy had to say. He is so far off base. Do you think I have an idea that you might disagree with what I have to say tonight? I have a very good idea that you might disagree with some things I say tonight. I'm actually okay with that. Why? Because Christ was okay with being shamed on the cross. And it's when we enter into being shamed, we don't understand in the dark night of the soul, but it is the power of the resurrection that we start to live into. Why? Because we want the bondage to be broken. Shall we pray? Father God, there is no name in heaven, nor in earth, nor the earth beneath, other than yours. You are the one that is the Lamb in the midst of the throne, that is worthy because you're the one that was slain. There is no one else beside you. Father God, we repent where we have dug ourselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water, and we have forsaken you, the fountain of living water. And we have hewn our own stuff out. We have created our own stuff. Father God, tonight we just bring our hearts to you and ask you, we are all in with you. We want your spirit to talk to our hearts. Father God, right now I renounce the fear that would want to come and tell someone that they're not actually a Christian. Father God, when someone has listened to the evangelist and they have said, I do, that I don't want to shake. I want that to be a solid anchor in their souls. And I renounce Satan's temptation right now that he wants to bring to someone right now to say that they're not a Christian after all, that somehow what the evangelist told them was wrong. Father God, I take that away. Because, Father, truly, it is surrendering our hearts to you. Like the evangelist said, that is the beginning of a new life, a life in you. And so, Father, I speak peace over those insecurities in people's lives. And Father, if there is someone here who hasn't said that, I pray that they would have an opportunity here tonight to say that, yes, I agree with the evangelist. I'm all in. So, Father, I renounce the fear that we've had as a people that has guided our lives and given us a sense of security that actually was a false sense of security. And I ask for your Spirit to come and guide us in all truth. Father, you said in John 16, it was better that you go because you would come and guide us in truth. And we ask for that right now. We repent of where we have made agreements with the tree of knowledge of good and evil, expecting it to bring us life. We repent, Father God. We're here tonight in utter brokenness and surrender and dependence on you. We thank you for who you are in us. We ask you for your anointing on our hearts. Father God, from the cross, you said, "It is finished."